Same-sex marriage legislation has unanimously passed through Parliament without amendment. Speaker of the House Tony Smith made the pronouncement, with only four MPs in the lower house voting against the private bill.
As there are fewer than five members on the side for the noes in this division, I declare the question resolved in the affirmative in accordance with Standing Order 127. The names of those members who are in the minority will be recorded in the votes and proceedings. The clerk.
Third reading, a bill for an act to amend the law relating to the definition of marriage and protect religious freedoms and for related purposes.
That's it.
That's it.
Opening the final day of discussions, leading gay marriage supporter and Liberal MP Warren Ench had argued against the need to tweak the bill.
I have considered the amendments and do not believe any of these amendments are necessary. Any concerns raised in the amendments, notably those that have consistently opposed marriage equality, can be properly considered by the government's thorough inquiry into religious freedom due to be reporting by next March.
An early attempt by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott to move an amendment, widely seen as a bid to stop the legislation progressing, was shut down. Mr. Abbott insisted his proposal was motivated by respect for those, he said, who take religious freedom seriously.
People who believe in freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, freedom of religion and parental choice. And these amendments are not designed to frustrate this bill. They are not designed to delay this bill. They are designed to improve this bill and to make this bill a unifying occasion, as unifying as it can be under all the circumstances.
The last of the 125 parliamentarians to speak on the issue yesterday, Queensland Independent MP Bob Katter, was less positive. Mr. Katter linked homosexuality and same-sex marriage to AIDS, criminality and school dress codes, among other topics. Speaking again today, his speech provoked an enthusiastic response from the public gallery.
And I had to look it up in the dictionary, and gay means beautiful, happy, light, attractive, ethereal. Well, I wouldn't... Just to shut him up, please. This is the Parliament of Australia, not... Happy Clover's meeting.
Order the
here.
Member will be.
can we shut them up, please? Mr. Speaker, these people obviously go around, all these people up here are clapping. They go around calling themselves beautiful, happy, light, attractive, ethereal. And they're proud of it.
Rainbow Families Victoria Executive Director Felicity Marlowe has been in Canberra to watch the progress of the bill. She says while she's ecstatic at the victory, there is more work to be done. And she says she will continue to stand on the front lines of fighting for the rights of LGBTI Australians.
In many ways, it's just one of many areas of discrimination faced by LGBTI people, and the work will continue across all areas of advocacy for a whole range of young people, older people, kids from LGBTI families. So the work never stops. Hopefully it will one day, but this will make a significant impact, particularly for those young people who perhaps don't know any other LGBTI people who are living in communities or families or areas of Australia that don't realise that there's a future for them. And this will send an incredibly positive message to those young people, and that's what I really am hopeful of.